And it's county fair season. Things are finally getting back to normal this third summer of the pandemic. Ray Solomon of KUNC takes us to one county fair in rural Colorado where the main attraction isn't the livestock.
It's not that you can't gorge yourself on funnel cake and cotton candy at the Yuma County Fair. There is a midway, after all, with rides and games and all the usual amusements. But that's not the main event here in the county with the second biggest agricultural production in the state. At this fair, the center of gravity is really the grandstand and the show rings where experts judge livestock raised by Yuma County's children. And everyone's attention is focused on the county's most important product, the next generation of farmers.
Leah Richardson.
Cheyenne Janish.
Lucas Pish.
My name is Josiah Uris.
Dean Wingfield was one of those fair kids himself.
This is the 70th fair since I was born, and I'm thinking I've been to 69 fairs.
Wingfield was a county commissioner for 24 years, and he's kind of an expert on the fair here.
Yuma County has always been kind of youth-oriented fair. You know, it's more about the kids, let them have, you know, their year's bounty come to the fair and show what they've done.
Like the bounty on display at this year's swine show, where Kathy Christensen showed up to support her grandson.
At 12, he won grand champion with his pig one year. I'm bragging a little bit.
That grandson and all the other pig kids have worked hard all spring and summer, raising their animals up from piglets.
Really nice class of heavier weight lambs, 117 to 119 today. And we've got some.
After all the ribbons have been awarded, the kids will auction off their animals at a public sale where supporters often bid prices up to multiples of market value.
Yuma's really, really good about getting into their pockets and giving to these kids.
This year, the kids made sales totaling over $520,000, an all-time record for the fair. The county takes a tiny commission, but the kids get to keep almost all of the proceeds.
Well, you hope you make sale up there, because that's pretty good college fund money.
More than college money, the kids are learning to carry on the work of agricultural production.
They are being raised and trained to feed everybody who is listening to this right now.
Jolyn Midcap coordinates Yuma County's 4-H chapter as a youth development and mentoring program. Some 200 local kids learn animal husbandry, farming, and home ec skills. Midcap says working on 4-H projects and then exhibiting them at the fair is how the culture and skills of agricultural life are passed down through the generations.
4-H is so historically ingrained in this community. You know, everybody's grandparents and great-grandparents did it.
The kids raise livestock and crops. They learn leatherworking, baking, sewing, food preservation, even robotics, because, heck, someone's got to be able to go up against the circuitry of modern farm equipment. And then they come to the fair in August to show off their developing skills and bask in the glow of community recognition.
You're not just showing an exhibit, but you're actually showing and exhibiting a piece of your heart because you raised it and you grew it.
Organizers say the county loses money on the fair each year, but to hear Dean Wingfield tell it, a straight accounting would completely miss the actual value of the county fair.
It was at the fair the first time I saw it, and first of some breeds of cattle. It was something that was new for country kids out here. It was something you really enjoyed and you can't hardly miss.
For Here and Now, I'm Ray Solomon in Yuma County, Colorado.